Wayne Swan is the incoming Labor National President. His Queensland electorate of Lilly isn't too far from Longman, and I spoke to him a short time ago. Wayne Swan, good morning.
Good morning.
How apprehensive are you about Labor's chances of hanging on to Longman and Braddon?
Well, these are tough contests, and they're not the only contests that we're having this weekend. I mean, there are other by-elections on as well, where the Liberals have got a bit of strife, but they are two tough seats for Labor, no doubt about that. Longman has only been held once for Labor in the last 22 years prior to Susan winning the seat. And, of course, Braddon has moved backwards and forwards like a yo-yo over a 20-year period. So tough seats for Labor.
Given an incumbent government has not won a seat off the opposition in a by-election in a century, wouldn't losing a seat or two to a second-term government be really embarrassing for Labor?
Well, I think we ought to just put a couple of facts on the table, particularly in regard to Longman. I mean, Longman, last time, we had a One Nation ticket directed towards us, the only place in the country. If that ticket had not been directed towards us, Susan Lamb would have got 48% of the vote. So she's effectively got to get a 2% swing because of the gang up between One Nation and the Liberal Party. So Longman is very tough from that point of view. It's effectively a three-way contest where you've got One Nation and the Liberal Party in bed together. And, of course, Tassie, always volatile.
What are the implications for Bill Shorten's leadership if there is a by-election loss for Labor?
Absolutely none. What we've had over a period of 5 years has been an unprecedented degree of unity. We've got a very courageous policy program. We came within a whisker of winning the last federal election.
So you say
the party absolutely understands the importance of unity.
So you say the importance of unity. So you're absolutely sure there'd be no move against him. Is it because it's too messy, or that the Labor Party rules protect a leader against a caucus that starts to panic?
Actually, it is none of those things. It is for Labor, it is for the country, the sensible thing to do. Now, our team on the front bench over a long period of time have put together a very important and very big program for the future of this country. The electorate in this country want us focusing on the needs of the people, not looking inwards at ourselves.
Anthony Albanese has given his guarantee he won't challenge Mr. Shorten. Do you believe him?
Yes, I do, because everybody in the front bench particularly, but in the caucus and more broadly in the community, wants to see parties united and getting on with the job of putting forward a program for the future so that the people can make their choice. They can make their choice between Bill Shorten and Labor, which have got a program for growth and a program to make the country fairer over time, and the Liberal Party, who just want to hand over public policy to the top end of town. We've got a great example of that now when we're looking at what's happening with media. Big corporations run this country via the Liberal Party, and people are fed up with it.
On another issue, should your backbench colleague, Emma Hussar, who's under investigation for bullying her staff, making them do babysitting, picking up the dog poo, should she quit Parliament?
Absolutely no. She is entitled to justice, to natural justice.
When did you find out about the allegations?
I was unaware of the allegations, like most people in the country and most people in the Labor Party. But look, put that to one side. It's not about that. It's actually about testing the allegations, giving Emma some natural justice. I know that's that should be something that everyone is entitled to, but apparently not Emma. Well, she is entitled to it, and she's going to get it from the Labor Party.
Is it a bad look that Bill Shorten was kept in the dark about the investigation last week?
This is one of those sort of beat-ups that really bring politics into disrepute. The truth is there's a process going on. It's been done in good faith, and Emma is entitled to natural justice.
Wayne Swan, thank you very much for talking to 2AM this morning.
Thank you.
Incoming Labor National President Wayne Swan.